then go okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
I woke up this morning, I thought I said, Charlene, I'm your husband. I said, Joey Times is your handyman.
Not you,
So how is this? What's going on here?
That's my Bible. Then I got Strong's references, Strong's numbers on there.
So what? When you push the number, it tells you something?
Yeah.
So.
There, very young. Yeah. Sarah, the Sarah conceived and bear.
Yeah.
And then Sarah, there, Abraham's wife, Sarah.
Hmm.
He's go back for
it. So what is that called? What is this called, a notebook or?
iPad.
iPad?
This is an iPad, yeah.
But you have to have AT&T for an iPad.
No.
No,
it's an Apple. It's an Apple iPad. You go to Apple to buy it.
Oh, really?
Or you buy more than mine.
How much are they?
$300-$400.
That's pretty good, though, for teaching.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, look, you see, I got, right here, I got commentaries. I got Barnes, Calvin, Clark, Gill, JFB. Freshman, Lightfoot, Luther, Matthew Henry, Schofield, Wesley, PSK.
Wow.
And they got plenty more.
Wow.
Those are the ones. But then you got dictionary. This is the Fine Dictionary, the New Testament. I got Historical Mideast, Map, Smith, Bible Dictionary, Strong Greek, Strong Hebrew. Webster's.
I'm going to wait until I get my master's degree, then I'm going to buy one of them.
Yeah. Why?
Why?
You're crazy.
Okay.
I graduate tonight at 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
My bachelor's degree. I've already started on my master's degree. I got the first course done already.
So they're having a ceremony?
Yeah. At 7.
Cool. We're not going to be here next week. We're going on 54th anniversary. Right, celebrate it. Going out of town. We usually go to Pensacola. And that's where we're going. Well, we're going to Gulf Shores. Good morning, Mrs. Robinson. Are you Mrs. Robinson?
That's okay, baby. I ain't always a preacher. I can get
we usually say the Navy
Lodge.
Oh, I got a call.
In Pensacola. But then when they hit COVID, no retired people stay there.
Really?
Yeah. So now what?
Two weeks in advance. I was supposed to do a memorial day.
Oh.
So, we just got back off our honeymoon.
Congratulations.
So, would y'all like to come by and we can counsel y'all on this trip?
Oh, counsel?
don't know if she can sit. Can she sit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy. We thank you for this new couple we have in our church, newlyweds. Thank you, God, that they were able to get it finally done and get married. And we thank you for that. And we ask, Lord, that they have many, 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 many more blessed days under your guidance and leadership and grace. And we pray for our Sunday school now. Pray for those that are not able to be here because of different reasons. We just ask that you comfort them and lead and guide as we study your word. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Robinson. Okay, look at Genesis chapter 21. You got to change all your driver's license and okay. Don't burden me with stuff.
How are you?
With the cares of this world. Genesis 21. Sarah finally has her baby. She's 90 years old. Abraham is 99 or 100, one or two. So we'll go make some comments as we go. You got any questions or comments, please chime in. Genesis 21. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay. And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. The Lord is faithful. When he says, he says, and what he said, he'll do, and he reminds us that his time is not our time, and we just got to wait on him. They've waited 25 years after it was announced, and then 25 years later, as the Lord said, even though she was 90 years old, she was laughing at the Lord a few chapters ago because she was so old, and so it couldn't happen. And it was a mockery. Well, now we're going to see that she's laughing out of joy. In verse 2, but Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And I guess I'm stressing that it's God's timing. It's God's way. And we find that in this chapter. And if you're in God's will and you're doing it God's way, you are blessed of God and everybody else will know about it. You got the grace of God just on you. Put it to you like that. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. You know, have you ever had, you ordered something or you did something, like we built our house. I contracted the house and I'll never do it again. and because the people, like the framers or the carpenters or whoever, you tell them, okay, let's do it this way. And you come back, and they thought it would be better done their way. And so I said, no, that's not what I told you. That's not what I want. So let's do it my way. Well, that's kind of like, hey, that's kind of like what we got here. Sarah talked to Abraham and said, look, you know, I'm past the barren age. Let's do it my way. Why don't you just go ahead and it's my maid and conceive with her. And so what we find is when we don't do it God's way, we have repercussions from it. And we're going to see that here in this chapter a few times. Okay, so Isaac is born, verse 4, and Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being the eight days old, as God had commanded him. You know, and Abraham and Abraham's no different than us. I don't know how many times God's word has spoken to me, and I said, no, that can't be real. And I've done contrary to that, found out that I was wrong. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And this laughter is joy, a joyful laugh. And so everybody was having a party. Everybody was having a good time laughing because of how God, her being 90 years old and everything else, God made it happen. And how silly it was for them to go contrary to God's word. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, and the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. Now the boy is 17 years old. And so, you know, he's kind of fond of the boy. It's his son. And there's a very important message coming up for all of us in these next few verses. And God said to Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken to her voice. Now, there is a message right there. There is a lesson right there for any newlyweds or anybody that's been married any time or is going to get married. You listen to your wife when God says, listen to her. And it's a good way to filter out what your wife tells you to do by listening, asking God, am I supposed to listen to her now or not? And that's what God said? Huh? See? What'd you say, Charlene? And he said, hearken to her, unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of thy son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is of thy seed. I think that's very important. Why does God bring out that he's going to bless this boy because it's Abraham's seed? Well, this is Ishmael. Okay.
But he's still, like you said, of Abraham's seed.
Yes, Abraham's seed. Why has it got to be Abraham's seed? Why is he referencing or honoring Abraham's seed? Right.
I would think that's because.
That's a good reason.
Well, I mean, 21. But, you know, he has to recognize, you know.
What?
I know he wasn't the one that was supposed to be.
Yes.
But,
and it was of Canaan, so of Canaan, a woman of Canaan. Okay, I think it's because of his faith. Abraham had left his home, left everything, and has been following God, and has been worshiping God, and God has promised him, and he is a selected, he's a chosen man. That God has chosen, and Abraham has followed him. That's why he's blessed.
But also, did he make a promise?
later. Yeah, well, he comforted his head off. Yeah, she was about ready to almost, well, die.
Yeah.
Die of a broken heart. Yeah, right. And but it's the seed of Abraham, and I think it's because of the importance of Abraham and importance of his seed. And so not that we're concerned about it being the Messiah, but of our life, if we're following God's will and we're in God's will, there's more grace involved in our life, and there is more, I'm going to say, blessings in it, and God will honor us in our life, even in our seed, not that of our age, but the of other things in our life. I love my kids. Only had two. Love my grandkids. But I have a strong belief that my children have turned out godly, saved. God has blessed them in their life. And I think it's because of the way they were reared up. And when they were small, we honored God in our home. We had daily devotions and prayer in our home. And that had an influence on them. We didn't leave it to the church. Hey, Miss Luke. We didn't leave it to the church to scripturally educate our children. We didn't leave it to the church to tell them about Noah and the Ark or Jesus being born of a virgin. We didn't leave any of that to the church and ceremonies of the church so that our children would be indoctrinated into the Word of God. We did it at home. And so I think that is why God honors, because we honored him in our home, and almost on a daily basis, we turned off the TV, the phone, and whatever else, and I had a little book, called Little Visits with God, and you had one verse, and then you had a little explanation, a little story for their understanding, and then there were some questions at the end of it. Well, it took about 15-20 minutes. And then we would pray together. And even they had a prayer for you if you didn't. You know, you could read the prayer. So, and I think that had a lot to do with God honoring our children in their life and honoring in the blessings that they have had, as far as I can tell. So that's what my explanation of as Abraham followed God and had faith in God and did not 100% as God told him to. He messed up. Who hasn't? And so we're in Genesis chapter 21.
I'm sorry, I'm Genesis
21. Oh. I'm sorry, Genesis 21. I hate yelling at a woman.
And I've got
one of them. Right. Okay.
I gotta go back home now. Go get them. When I got in here and you started talking, I realized I didn't have them. By the way, I've been studying it like crazy too.
Great. Let's see. Now I don't know where I'm at. Okay.
14.
Yeah. I'm amazed that 14. I spent my family.
Right. Verse 14, Genesis 21:14. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat her down over against him a good way off,
as it were, a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened up her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. One thing I like to notice about this, when God told Abraham, don't be upset, he didn't call her Hagar, he called her woman. He says that, take the woman and that lad, let the woman and the lad go. And all through here, you don't hear Ishmael. You hear, it's lad. And so there's a distinction in the importance of God. Now, realize this. God is Jesus Christ. And so Jesus Christ is looking, and so he's the main contractor here, okay? He's the contractor. And he wants what he wants. And don't give him anything else, or he's going to make sure it don't happen. And so Jesus Christ is telling Abraham all the time that this is the seed by which I want to be born through. I chose Abraham. I don't want nothing else, and I don't want nobody else coming in and subcontracting on me. And so, and we can see the boy, God took care of the boy and Hagar. He could have had both of them just die of in the wilderness. We hear no more about them. But God honored Abraham. He honored Abraham. Okay, verse 22. And it came to pass that at that time Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Okay. That's what I was getting at. Abimelech, a Canaanite, a Philistine, realized, of course, that God was with him in anything Abraham did. So, you know, last week Abimelech was the one that had the nightmare or the dream from God said, you're a dead man. And so he got the message real quick, and now he's seeing that that Abraham's still in the neighborhood, and Abimelech wants to be his friend because everything Abraham does, God's with him. So, I mean, you'd want to be friends with him too. And so so Abraham and Abimelech have a little powwow here. He says, now therefore swear unto me here. Swear unto me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me. Now, he's got good reason to say that, you know, because of Sarah, he thought was, his sister. Abraham lied to Abimelech and said that this was my sister. Now, don't deal falsely with me. That's what Abimelech said. Requesting of him, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. So you remember when Abimelech found out who Abraham was and how connected he was with God, Abimelech gave him a thousand sheep or slaves and all kind of money, a thousand pieces. I mean, just flooded him with gifts when he found out, you know, who this guy was and that God was on his side. And then God says, look, this is a prophet. and he'll pray for you. Now, this prophet just lied to Abimelech. He woke up. Abimelech woke up in a dream, and God said, I'm going to kill you. You're a dead man and everybody else. And so we find this prophet, once you have a call on your life, once you follow God, just because you lie or sin, it's not taken away. And so we find that Abraham prayed for Abimelech and everything worked out. And so Abimelech's coming back and saying, look, let's be friends, yada, yada, yada. And Abraham, we'll see, well, let's just read on. Verse 24, and Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved, now here you go, Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servant had violently taken away. Now, you know, I mean, we just saw where Hagar almost died, and the boy, Ishmael, almost died because there was no water. Wells, y'all seen that movie, Lawrence of Arabia? Anybody seen that? Yeah, O'Toole, Peter O'Toole. And remember when he's out in the middle of the desert and you can see this guy riding up and his guide and him are sitting down and just resting. And that horse comes up. I think it was a horse. Maybe it was a camel. And all of a sudden that guy shoots Lawrence's guide, kills him. And O'Toole or Lawrence Arabia is all shocked. Why'd you kill that guy? He says, that's my well. And he knows better than to drink out of my well. And he shouldn't have drank out of his well. So he killed him. So that's a lot of power in a well. And so we see this here when Abraham reproves Abimelech, said, look, your servants took forcibly that well from me. And Abimelech's, oh, man, you know, Abimelech, well, look what he says. Verse 26, I wot not who hath done this thing. Neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. Now, you see, he didn't ask Abimelech or anything. He gave Abimelech an offer. Or a gift. And that speaks volumes that when you want to assure somebody that you're not angry at them anymore or that it's resolved the issue, the one that's offended will give gifts. And that's what Abraham was doing. And he was assuring Abimelech that they have a covenant now. They have a bond. They have a treaty. They have an agreement. And it's going to last for generations and generations. And the offended one is given the gifts. Not that he, probably something Abimelech gave him a few days ago.
I was asked today, well, they had wells at that time they had to get the water from.
Right.
So they had to dig and everything. Well, since that time, then, what have they done? They with machinery, they're made of like we have to get our water and everything through the ground, I mean, through the river and everything.
Right.
So they're receiving their water like we are. From rivers, from what?
Oh. There's still areas in the world that with water is a premium. As a welcome center. We had a lady come in, and she says, y'all are wasting water. I said, what? She says, that toilet in the woman's bathroom flushes and flushes and flushes. I said, well, we want to make sure it gets out, you know, everything gets out. And the lady says, well, that's a waste of money. I'm from California, and we got to pay premium for water out there. I said, ma'am. Go outside and look at all the puddles. We just had a good rain day.
And we got water. You want to dig a foot down, you're going to have water. We're not concerned about water around here. We're concerned about getting drowned. Oh, yeah, too much flooded. And she says, well, okay. And and I think California's got their water problems because of the political coding and everything else. But that's how important, even in California, it's water is in today, right?
Period.
You can't grow anything. Your body's 78% water. Yeah. You got to have that water. You don't have to have food, but you got to have water. You can live a lot longer without food, but not too much without water. Very important. You're right. They're still doing it.
In other words, we're really blessed because we do have a lot of water.
We are more than
all blessed. Around, really.
We are spoiled and blessed. And we're blessed so much we're spoiled. When I pull out my wallet and I said, you know, God, I'm God loves me, and I'm his child, and I'll pull out my wallet, and I'll show a picture of myself. I said, I'm at the front of his, when he pulls out his wallet, my picture's up the top. I'm one of his favorite kids. That's the way I feel. I am so blessed. He's been so good. And I'm trying to make a point, y'all. If I'm blessed, everybody is blessed. Because I ain't nothing special. So, and I really do. I used to, when I was at the Home of Grace, I used to teach class. And I'd have 20 guys out there, and they're going through treatment. And I'd say, yeah, I pull out my wallet, and guy pulls out his wallet, I'm right there on the top of the pictures of his kids. I'm one of his favorites. And some of them said, oh, me too. I said, that's right. That's the point. That's to try and get the point across. So verse 26, we are more than blessed. Verse 26, and Abimelech said, I wot not that they have done. Okay, we already read that. Verse 27, Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what mean the 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, for these 7 ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me, and I have that I have digged this well. So he's making a point, and he's doing it at his expense, which is okay. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swear, both of them. And Beersheba means the well that it was sworn at, something like that. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba, and Abimelech rose up and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, and they returned unto the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in Philistines' land many days. So we see, again, God calling on the Lord, honoring that well in that area by planting some bushes. That's what a grove is. And he called on the Lord. He prayed and honored it and praised the Lord. That's why he was saved.
I wish we had some maps.
Oh.
I would love to be able to see. Israel is so small. And it's hard to even find it on a map.
Beersheba is not on here. So any comments? Questions? Concerns? So,
right. And when we have faith, that just to me that strengthens my faith, know that God can keep his word. even when I'm not worthy, that I'll never be worthy. But he keeps his promises.
Amen.
We see it. All of that is in the Bible. No matter what God's man does, God always keeps that promise, that covenant in him. It's never failed.
Amen. Good. Good.
Richard
today? No, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. The newlywed.
My husband, Robert. He's still here?
Yes, we're back.
Are you the lady that he married?
Yes, I am.
Bless
you. Glad to meet you. Well, you even look. So I'm not going to ask them.
Okay. My name is Alice Sharman.
And you know him a long time.
Yeah, we went to Bible college together. We've been to. Robbie and I went with them to Bible college about 48 years ago.
Oh, well, geez.
Yeah, that's about right. 48 years, right.
We've all known each other, huh?
We have a good one.